From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. Saudi officials are saying over 700 Muslims died and more than 800 were injured in a stampede along the route leading to the ritual stoning of the devil. Witnesses say the stampede took place along a narrow street in the region of Mina. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed a crowd of hundreds of pilgrims being bowled over and crushed in a stampede on a narrow road alongside rows of tents housing visitors to the annual Hajj. Health Minister Khalid Fala told journalists the stampede occurred when pilgrims tried to go against the crowd along a narrow road, ignoring time restrictions for movement in each direction. He vowed that a quick investigation would take place to assess what happened. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Pope Francis called on the U.S. Congress and the American people to set aside divisions and to renew what he called a spirit of fraternity and solidarity. The Roman Catholic Church leader spoke of the needs of migrants.
We must not be taken aback by the numbers, but rather view them as persons.
Francis is the first pope ever to address Congress. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. The organization released a report Thursday detailing accounts from people who had been interned at the Gikondo Transit Center, locally known as Kabuga, between 2011 and 2015. This is VOA News. The White House says Ukraine will top the agenda when the U.S. and Russian presidents meet in New York on Monday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama will tell President Vladimir Putin that Russia's support for the Syrian government is a losing bet. He said the meeting is being held at Mr. Putin's request. Earlier, a Kremlin spokesman said the meeting had been organized by mutual agreement and that Syria would top the agenda, with Ukraine being discussed if time allows. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama. The two leaders are expected to discuss a number of difficult issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. Mr. Xi, on Wednesday, met with the top leaders from some of America's largest tech companies, including Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, and Facebook. The Chinese leader assured them he is committed to improving intellectual property rights and making it easier for foreign companies to do business in China. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operations will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome, saying that the assets are ready. Explaining the new phase, Mogherini said that European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. They will not enter into Libyan territory. The European Union urged its 28 member countries Thursday to start their own investigations, into Volkswagen's fake emissions tests. Germany's transport minister announced that the automaker has admitted it falsified results in Europe, just as it did in the United States. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital on Thursday, killing at least 25 people. The targets had been attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday at a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Colombia's president and the leader of the FARC rebel group have reached a breakthrough in peace talks. Those talks were aimed at ending more than 50 years of bloodshed and one of the world's longest-running wars. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says the people will take to the streets on Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said people will take a page from the Burkina Faso demonstrations against their president's bid for a third term. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.